It's time for Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer. Join us for prayer, praise, and worship with Pastor Beatrice Smith. It's Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio.
Father, we just come to you humbly this evening, thanking you in advance for your word. God, we thank you that you are faithful to your word. We praise you and worship you, Lord, for the word that you have for each of us tonight, God. We are, God, you said those that are hunger and thirst after righteousness will be filled. So tonight, we hunger and we thirst for your righteousness and your presence, God, so that, God, your revelation and knowledge, God, will keep us through the times and the storms and the trials that we're going through. Father God, I pray that this a right now word, a word from heaven, predestined for today, for every listener and for every hearer and for every doer of the word. I pray that the Spirit of God do something on the inside, ignite and revive us, God, as we go through. God, you said you are faithful to your word. So we thank you right now as you touch Pastor Smith, that the anointing of the Spirit of God will touch her, God, as she breathes the word, as she begins to minister the word, as she prophesies the word, that, Lord, it will become life to the listener. Not only life, God, but we will walk your word out because you are faithful. God, you said what you start, you're going to finish. So I thank you, God, as we walk this journey, that you're starting and finishing all the time. So we humbly say thank you in advance. I bind and rebuke the enemy that would try to attempt to come against our time and oppress our time of fellowship on this prayer line tonight. And I plead the blood of Jesus over every listener today and over this prayer line. And God, we ask that you just visit us tonight. As we visit God in your presence today, we know that you are faithful to show up and to manifest your word this evening. We give you thanks in advance and praise in advance. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Sister Tamara.
Welcome all to our prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We have a prayer line service twice a week. You can call in and listen live on Tuesday or Wednesday night. The Tuesday night number is 858-357-9137, and that begins at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. The Wednesday night number is 916-588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m. also Pacific Standard Time. Every second and fourth Sunday, you can also listen live at 2:15 p.m. on the Wednesday night number. Special prayer requests can be emailed to fghprayer@yahoo.com or written to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. There's also a website that you can reach us at, and that's fullgospelhouse.org. If the Tuesday night line has any type of interference, please use the Wednesday night number as a backup. We have one more September date for Full Gospel House of Prayer Second Extension, and that will be this upcoming Sunday, September 23rd, at 1:30 p.m. in Bethany Church, which is located in Atwater, California. The address is 3291 Giannini Road in Atwater. Again, Giannini Road is spelled G-I-A-N-N-I-N-I. Again, that is this upcoming September 23rd, Sunday at 1:30 inside of Bethany Church. We will have more details to follow. It's now time for our testimonies. Please keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less. And please mute your phones when you're not speaking. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone have a testimony tonight? If there isn't any testimonies, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, we thank you for your Word tonight. We thank you for the power of the working Word. We thank you for the Spirit of God to breathe on this Word and bring life to this Word tonight in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to Matthew, the 11th chapter? verses 29 and 30, and Hebrews the 4th chapter, verses 2 through 6. That's Matthew the 11th chapter, verses 29 and 30, and Hebrews 4, verses 2 through 6. When you get those two books, could you please say amen?
Amen.
This word is an encouraging word for believers and for ones that stand in agreement for family and members of the body that have not gotten to that place to believe God. And this is an encouraging word tonight. And it's concerning faith, the condition of faith. And faith is something that God has already said he will do for you. This is condition. It's an agreement. It will take place. He's made provision. Every event and every circumstance and all the affairs of our lives, the station in life, where we'll be placed and located in the time of life. And faith controls it, not humans. But this is for believers. A believer is the one that follow Christ, a disciple of Christ, and they have no doubt, they have confidence and trust that it's going to take place, what God's word says, and they defend the gospel of Christ. So this is a word to encourage you that are going through to know tonight that fear, doubt, and unbelief, it counsels faith. It destroys faith. It abolishes faith. It erases faith. It removes faith. When there's fear, doubt, and unbelief, it cancels the spirit of faith. It's not effective. So this is a word we're going to read tonight. For God wants us to know everything about your life, believers. It's already done. Believers, followers of Christ, I don't care what your circumstance are tonight, it's already done. The Spirit of God made provision before you became every event, every circumstance, all the affairs in your life. This is a word for you not to be weary or discouraged when that spirit comes upon you, because your life is in topsy-turvy and things are going totally contrary to what you believe in God for. It has nothing absolutely to do with what God's word says about you, about your affairs, about your circumstance, that the events in your life, everything about you is finished. We're going to see by the word of God. Hebrews 4, verses 2 through 6, please.
And it reads, "For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise. And God did rest the seventh day from all his works. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest. Seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief."
This is so powerful. We have heard the word just as they did. They heard the message, but it did not profit them. It was no good because when they heard it, they did not accept it with faith. This is the first church, the Israelite. They did not accept it with faith. We who believe, this is for believers, do receive the rest which God promised. It is, he said, they will never enter into the land where I would have given them. It was already made provision for them. The Spirit of God spoke that it was done. They were going to a land of milk and honey. They could not believe. God worked many miracles for them, opened doors for them to get out of Egypt, did many great acts for them. They seen it with their own eyes, but yet they constantly stumble with what? Unbelief. Moses was the intercessor, and he interceded in spite of their weakness, and the mercy of God kept them, supplied their need because of intercessory prayer. He prayed, but he promised they would not enter in. What happened? They died out. He said they would never enter the land where I would have given them. That was a solemn promise because they constantly stumbled. They could not get all the benefits that God had prepared for them. They received what? Second best. He said, even though the work had been finished from the time he created the world, it was already done. He had completed everything for them. He said, God rests on the seventh day from all his work. He said, but they would never enter the land which I would have given them to rest. He wanted them to have the full benefits, thanks to God. He wants you and I to have all the benefits that he has created for our lives before we were born. Those who first heard the message, the good news, did not receive that rest because they did not believe. These are others who allowed to receive it. Believers receive the rest. What is rest? They cease from their own action. They're still, they're fixed on God. They trust God. They rely on the promise of God. They come into a spiritual rest. When doubt and unbelief are gone, and the peace of God keep their heart and their mind, their thoughts and their mind is in harmony with the will of God, and every other desire is brought into the captive of the obedience of what? Of Christ. And they enter into the rest of God. They submit their will to God. This is what God is saying tonight, that that's what he desired for you and I tonight. Every circumstance, you believers I'm talking to tonight, I don't care what it looks like, what it appears to be like in the natural, what you're feeling. It's not about what you feel, what you see, or what you hear. It's already done. You must believe tonight. The word of God said that's what faith is. It's agreed. It's agreed with what God says. It agrees that everything God says is going to take place in your life. All the provision, every event, every circumstance, all the affairs, wherever you are stationed in life, whatever place you are, wherever you are located at this time of life, it's working for your good. It may not feel good. It might not look good, but it's good, thanks to God. You are a believer. If you are a believer, it's already done. No matter how God performed miracles for those that came out of Egypt, they always stumble with fear, doubt, and unbelief. It was a stumbling block for them. No matter how God used circumstances before their very eyes, and that's how it is in this hour. Some people can see all kinds of miracles. They can see God manifest himself greatly. And yet, when they get in a tight place, they can't believe God to complete everything he has spoken over their life to come into a place of order. God wants you to believe tonight, no matter what you feel, no matter what you see, no matter what documents you have received, no matter what words someone has said, it will not cause anything to be stopped in your life. Why? It's going to take place. Every provision, all the events of your life, every circumstance, all the affairs, every place that you are stationed in this life, the places, the time, God have already set it up for you and I, saints of God. So that's why you as intercessors need to pray for your family, pray for your loved ones that's stumbling, can't believe God. They believe God when it's well, but when things begin to shake in their lives, when things seem as though it's falling apart in their lives, their faith becomes in a place where there's fear and there's doubt and unbelief. Somebody must stand when everything is falling apart. Moses stood, but God made a promise because he knew their heart. He made a solemn promise that they would never enter in to that place, that they would constantly stumble till they left out of this earth. We have a great intercessor. His name is Jesus. He's on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us daily, a great intercessor. And the mercy of God comes through his prayers. So this is a word of encouragement tonight. I don't care what's going on in your life. God doesn't make mistakes. He's not a God that errs. He's a God that said it. And he wants you and I to believe tonight. Because the works are completed. Everything, if you are a believer, it's time to stand fast and be fixed on what the Word of God says. It's time to enter into that what? Spiritual rest. And know that God said it. I just believe it. When you get that kind of faith, thanks to God, I don't care how many things Satan sends out, because Satan hates faith. It works against all his inventions. It works against all of his plans. It works against everything that he tried to work against a believer. It will not work when you are in unity, in agreement with what God says, his promises. You come into that spiritual rest. God wants you and I to get into that spiritual rest, meaning I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what documents I receive. I don't care what things seem as though it's working against me. I am a believer. I'm a follower of Christ. I am a disciple of Christ. I have no doubts. I have confidence in what he said, that it's completed in my lives. And everything about my life, all the provision, every event, every circumstance, all my affairs, even though I'm stationed in this particular place, I'm located here for this time, it's working for my good. Shall turn around. Moses tried to encourage them to stand still to see the salvation of the Lord. He did everything he possibly could for them to keep their eyes fixed on God. And that's what we are to do as intercessors for our family, for our loved ones, for those who say they are believers, who have not quite got it, who's not walking into that arena of faith, who's not walking into that place where they have yielded to obedience, who have not came into that place where they are letting go of a situation. Somebody got to stand in the gap. Somebody got to stand and intercede. An intercessor, get into the shoe of that person, begin to see out of the eyes of God and begin to walk in that place and stand in agreement for that person to come through. That's what an intercessor does. They don't give up. They don't stop praying. They constantly in a place of travail until birth come forth, until people come into a place of regeneration, to lives are changed. to people come and allow their lives to get into custodian of Christ Jesus. That's what an intercessor does, because they want the best for you. They don't want to see you go down. They don't want to see you get the less, but they want you to have the best. A true intercessor is not a covetous spirit. It's not a spirit that wants just for me, myself, and I and my family. They stand for the body of Christ. They stand in agreement with what God's word says until you are in a place of perfection by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost constantly perfects us, thanks of God. We go through a place of perfection continuously through our lives, into that place where we're standing in faith and not in doubt. And so this is a word tonight to encourage you. Don't give up on your loved one. Don't give up on your marriage. Don't give up on those things that God has promised you in life. Don't give up on none of the benefits that God said I've created for you, just for you. Don't you give up tonight. I don't care what circumstance you're going through. I don't care the affairs that seem to be contrary to what you believe in God for. The provision has already been created by who? By God. He said it was created by him before you became. So this is the time to stand in faith. I don't care what a doctor say. I don't care what credit report says. I don't care what ATM says. I don't care what it looks like with your children. I don't care what it looks like on your job. I don't care what it looks like, period. I don't care what events you're going through tonight. God wants you to believe on his promises. He wants you to get the full benefit that everything he has created for you. He wants you to receive it tonight by faith. He wants you to cease from your action, to be still and be fixed on God. When you're fixed on God, you're trusting, you're relying on the promises of God's word, and his word does not make mistakes. People look around and think that you are a mistake. Sometimes they put you in a box, but don't you let anybody put you in a box tonight, saints of God. He's unlimited tonight. He's the one that break down every barrier. He's the one that open doors and create doors for you. He's the one that bring you through new locations in life and new stations in life. He's a God of many beginnings. He's a God who starts you afresh again. He's that kind of a God. He's done it all through the word of God. He's given them new starts and new beginning, opened new doors, put them in new location, brought new people in their lives, did the supernatural for them because they believe in spite of their circumstances. They believe in spite of the naysayers. They believe in spite of what was going on around in their lives. They believe God and what God does for those that believe him like that. His promises are manifested in their life. It's not over with to God, says it's over with. He wants you tonight to stand in faith, not in fear or doubt and unbelief, because God is a God of many new beginnings. He's a God that brings changes in our lives. He's a God that does the things that we can't do for ourselves. All he wants you to do tonight is rely and trust him. God is a God that's constantly moving in situations in our life because his promises are moving in your life, saints of God. You can't see it, you can't feel it, but you must believe it. His promises are standing in your life tonight. His promises he desires to manifest in our lives tonight. So he don't want you to give up on his promises tonight. He wants you to stay fixed on what he says and not be moved. Not be moved. So many people are moved by small things. If you can't believe God for small matters, how can you believe God for the great doors that you're going to walk through? If you can't believe God for paying your rent, paying your bills, supplying you with food, taking care of your basic necessity, how can you trust God for the impossibility? Impossible. You have to have that kind of faith to trust God when you don't have a job. You must trust God that he's made provision for you already. When you have that kind of faith, saints of God, you can trust God for the great things he has in store for you. You can trust God for the great doors that you're walking through by faith. You don't have to trust no human. You must trust God. If you begin to get into that place, saints of God, when God desires to open up great opportunities for you, if you trust him with a mediocre salary, with just whatever the wages are in this hour, if you trust him to take care of your family on little monies, if you trust God when your car was falling apart, he gave you a better car. If you trust God when you were staying with someone, didn't have your own place, and God opened up a door for you. If you trust God, when doctors said all kinds of things was happening in your body, but God is keeping you alive. And you trust God when that son or that daughter seemed to be going astray, and you see the hands of God begin to move in their lives and begin to turn their lives around by his power. You can trust God for new opportunities that he desires to bring you into your Canaan land tonight. You can trust God when everyone says no and God says yes. When you up against the wall and there's those that could help you will not help you. But God says, I have a ram in the bush for you. Just trust me. If you can trust God to bring that ram out the bush and supply your needs, you're getting set up to trust God for a new opportunity that God has already created for you to walk through and to move into, thanks to God. You must trust God for your basic needs to be met. You must trust God when every answer is no, and again I say no. You must trust God when every document is negative against you. You must trust God when all the assaults and all the trials you're going through is not going to last, because you're relying and you're trusting God for that door to open that he says provision is already made for you. This is a word of encouragement to trust God for that new level that he himself is bringing you on. Not humans, because humans are sometimes like crabs. They want to keep you down like they are down. But you're not going to trust God like that. You're going to trust God that he's not a God that will pull you down. He desires to pull you up. Humans sometimes are like crabs. When they begin to see you begin to elevate and trust in God, they want to pull you down to their level, but not so tonight. God wants you to trust God for that new elevation, for that new place he's bringing you into, for that new horizon, for that new opportunity that no humans can open up for you but the Holy Ghost, nobody but God. Why? Because you're trusting him for small matters. You're trusting him when everything is saying no and is negative against you. You're trusting him to reverse every decision that someone has made in your life. This is what Moses did. He trusts God in spite of what he was looking at, how the people was full of nonsense. He trusts God. You have a great intercessor. His name is Jesus. He's on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you and I to his Father. Opportunities is yours tonight. Great doors is opening, but you must close that gate of fear, doubt, and unbelief. It's a gate. And when that gate is opened up, you know how a gate is an entrance. If you don't close it, anything will come up in that place. But when you close that gate of fear, doubt, and unbelief. You need to be a gate closer tonight. When you, in your own hearts, I'm trusting God. Fear, doubt, and unbelief, that gate is closed. You're saying you can't enter in because I trust God. And that gate is closed. Opportunities, new horizon, new levels, thing that you got to pinch yourself and say, it happened. Because you allow God, who is in control of your destiny, who's in control of your journey, the provision he made before the foundation of the world, you say, I believe it, because I am a believer. I am a believer. I'm talking to believers tonight. Don't you give up this hour. Don't give up on the affairs that God has created for you. Don't you give up on the circumstance that God say, I'm making better for you. It's already in my plan. It shall be better. You got to receive it by faith tonight. Matthew 11:29-30, please.
Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
He said, take my yoke and put it on you. Take my word and learn from me. I'm gentle and humble in spirit. You will find rest. You find rest in the word, in the spiritual laws of God. The yoke I will give you is easy. The load is light. His yoke is easy. His loads are light. God wants you and I to enter into that spiritual rest where doubt and unbelief is gone and the peace of God, it takes over your heart and your mind. Even though things is crazy out there, but inside of you, there's peace. There's peace in your mind. Your heart have peace in it. You know all things are working together for your good. Why? You're trusting God that he's bringing you into a place of elevation, into another level. And you are going to defend the gospel tonight. That means you're going to agree with what his word says. And when those areas happens in your life, when someone can't believe God, you're going to believe God for yourself. You're going to defend the gospel by believing God, no matter who don't believe God. You don't have to debate. You don't have to get caught up. All you have to do is believe God. The word of God says avoid debate, because all it does is stir. And someone will try to make you think that it's not going to work. You avoid debates. You stand in faith. If they want second best, let them take the second best. But you want the best from God. If they want to stay in a box, let them stay in a box. But you want the best from God tonight. And what you do, you pray that the Spirit of God will increase their faith. Because he has given everyone a measure of faith. And that faith has to be increased. And when you walk in obedience, what happened? You begin to believe God the more. God does not live in a duplex. He lives in a house, an individual house. He don't live in a duplex. He lives in an individual house. You got to believe God at any cost this night because of his word. His word has gone forth. His word is universal. It's universal. You can get it on any media. You can get it on YouTube. You can get it on Facebook. It's universal. It's everywhere. And all God wants you and I to do is trust God by the word. The just live by faith. And so this is a word of encouragement tonight, saints of God. Don't let anyone hinder your faith tonight. You want to be elevated. You want to go through new doors. Don't let the naysayers, those who want to debate about faith, walk and don't look back or you'll stay back. Faith moves forward. Faith don't go backwards. It pushes forward. It believes for the impossibility. That's what real faith does. It works. It's no mistakes. Don't make error. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight?
Pastor Smith, this is Sister Cindy. Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'd like to have prayer this evening for a coworker of mine. Her name is Maisha. She lost her son this Sunday. He was away at college at UC Riverside, and there's some kind of hazing situation going on. There's a death investigation, but she lost her baby. And I can't even imagine what she's going through today. Can you just send a prayer to the family that they would just be comforted in this time?
Okay. Do anyone else have need of prayer tonight? If there is any more prayer. Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Hi, Pastor. This is Sister Sherry. I'm here in Oklahoma, and I'm trying to get things together. And if you just pray for me, I so appreciate it, okay?
Okay. Does anyone else have need of prayer tonight? If there is any more prayer requests, we're going to go before God. Thanks, God. I want you to believe God. His yoke is easy, his burdens are light. That everything concerning your life is already fixed. It's already in order. And the spirit of the enemy want to bring distraction. When you look at these things outside of faith, you got to look faith in the eye, by faith, believing for the impossibility. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You must enter into the rest of God. Believe God no matter how things are falling apart. Faith said it, I believe it, and that sells it. Father, in Jesus' name, this is a word of encouragement to believers tonight. To believers who are standing in faith, and the enemy is attacking them as never before. But Father, we thank you, for by grace we save through faith, and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. Father, we thank you for this gift tonight, that Jesus came and fulfilled the promises of God on the cross. Every provision is in order for the believers tonight. All we have to do is believe God. So I come in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, that every attack that believers are going through tonight, that the Spirit of God, his word, ward off the attacks of Satan, that the Spirit of the word counteract tonight and come against their attacks, that their faith stand erect tonight, that they believe God absolutely tonight, they stand sure tonight, that the promises of God is over their life, over their household, over their family, over their bodies, mind, spirit, in Jesus' name. I send the word of God by faith to come against mental breakdowns in the name of Jesus. People under stress in this hour having mental breakdown. But I come in the name of Jesus that the Spirit of God brings soundness to their mind. Go to every institution tonight in Jesus' name where people are full of madness in Jesus' name. That the spirit of madness will loose minds tonight in the name of Jesus. That the soundness of God and his word begin to touch minds that's about to fall apart. Minds that have fell apart. That the spirit of God bring their minds in order tonight in the name of Jesus. Those with critical illness in Jesus' name. That the spirit of healing will go into those places, Father. You said, I'm the Lord God that healeth thee. I send the word of healing now God, to go into those places, all those documents, all those reports, oh God, that the Spirit of God change reports tonight, that the promises of God are all their life. You desire that they prosper, be in health, even if their soul prosper. For that man, that woman that lost their job, living in someone's household, in a place of pressure, that the Spirit of God open doors suddenly, that they get their own place again, that the Spirit of God give them gainful employment, that the Spirit of God pay their bills, that the Spirit of God open doors for them to walk through in Jesus' name. For that man, that woman that have to take the transit and need a car because all the time they are spending on transit, they need a vehicle, that the Spirit of God have that vehicle located for them in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of God cause them to go into that place, oh God, where they will have gainful vehicle use, oh God, where it will be good for them, oh God, that they get off the transit in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of God go into relationships that's falling apart, those places, oh God, that seem unrepairable, that the Spirit of God go into those places and repair relationships in houses, in husbands and wives, in children, fathers and mothers, in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of God bring the spirit of reconciliation over them in the name of Jesus. In those business affairs that seem like everything is falling apart, that everything that they've set up, that someone has sabotaged, that the Spirit of God come now against that Spirit of God that want this business to fail, that the Spirit of God come forth, Father Jesus, and do the supernatural for that man, for that woman in this business deal that the enemy is coming against, that the Spirit of God open up the opportunity that you set forth for them, oh God, that you made provision for them, that they walk in it in Jesus' name. And I thank you for it by faith, that the Spirit of God will move over Sister Sherry there in Oklahoma, that everything that need to come together for her good, oh Father, work it out for her, Jesus. Already worked out. Bring it forth. Manifest it, God. Supply the need for Sister Sherry. Those things that need to come in order. Bring order, God, for safety and move in her life, God. Do for her what she can't do for herself. The provision you made for Sister Sherry, bring it forth, Father. Manifest for her in Jesus' name. Keep hope alive inside of her. Let her not doubt. Let her not fear, but see it as done by faith in Jesus' name. Minister to the need of this person, oh God. Comfort her, God, in the loss of her son. In Jesus' name, I thank you for the Spirit of God. Well, go into her heart, go into her mind, and minister to her, Father, and comfort her in this hour. And God, I thank you tonight for the spirit of faith to come alive as never before, that the spirit of fear and doubt and unbelief come under the arrest tonight in Jesus' name. Come under arrest tonight in the name of Jesus, that the Spirit of God and the believer will close every gate where fear and doubt and unbelief cannot enter into and disturb their life from this day forth, and that they will let no one hinder them from believing God. They will not come into a place of debate any longer. They're going to trust God independent in Jesus' name. They're going to take the word and stand on it in the name of Jesus. For you're not a God in a box, but you're a God that's alive and well, freely moving in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father Jesus, that you minister to that need, to people's lives that's in a collapse, falling apart, that, Father, you bring pieces together. Pieces, oh God, in fragments. By faith, that Father, everything that's dislocated, that Father, you bring the pieces together by faith for those that's given have given up. It's not time to give up. It's time to stand in faith. And God, we thank you for intercessors standing in agreement for their families as never before, for ones that's out of order, but trusting God for miracles. They need an act of God. Somebody must intercede. For faith is obedient to God and his word, and believing and trust in him. Father, I thank you for the spirit of judgment to come subject to the blood of Jesus tonight. That they stop judging, but they begin to pray. They begin to pray. They stop finding faults, but they begin to pray for people's lives that are in a mess. We've been there, we've done that. Somebody pray for us. It's time to pray as never before and not judge and not point fingers, because it'll go right back to us. When we judge, we will be judged. Father, I thank you for the Spirit of God to have prayer warriors praying in this hour as never before, to move over the universe, for the Spirit of God to touch the elements. The elements is out of control. If you spoke to the wind, you said obey. Father, we send your word that you will speak to the elements that's in a spirit of confusion, that the elements come separate to your word tonight. And God, we thank you for it by faith in Jesus' name. Be blessed, thanks to God.
You've been listening to Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer
on YAT Radio.
Tune in next week, same time.
Go to our website,
blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio,
or call in 858-357-9137.
It's Breaking Chains, YAT Radio, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.